This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A tiny, beloved creature faces an uncertain future in Colorado's mountains. CPR's Tina Sieg says volunteers could help change that.
The group Rocky Mountain Wild in the Denver Zoo are looking for people to help count pikas, round, furry little mammals that sort of look like a mouse and rabbit rolled into one. For the fourth year, volunteers will hike through the White River National Forest, documenting pikas and their habitat. The U.S. Forest Service says that disappearances of pika populations have been linked to changes in temperature, snowpack, and vegetation. Several volunteer trainings will be held across the state. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
The University of Colorado's Board of Regents on Thursday rejected a resolution that would have made COVID-19 vaccinations optional for staff and students. Republican Regent Chance Hill of Colorado Springs argued for a voluntary vaccination approach and says the mandate is coercive.
The threat in this instance is you're not going to be allowed to return to CU and set foot on campus if you don't seek an exemption or show proof or papers of having already received the exemption.
The university should wait until the vaccines, now under emergency authorization, will win full federal approval. But Don Elliman, chancellor of CU Anschutz Medical Campus, says CU already mandates the flu vaccine. He expects full approval for the vaccine to come soon.
And we thought that in order to ensure a safe environment, this was a necessity. So that was our reasoning behind it.